Welcome to the CRA Resource Show. CRA Resources is a unique recruitment agency with a single focus of providing CRA staffing for clinical studies across North America. Today, we'll be talking to job seekers about how many jobs should you list on a resume. So he asked the question, but how many? How many should you list on a resume? And I sighed. I could feel his frustration, and I knew that my answer of "it depends" wasn't going to ease his discouragement. So with that being said, in order to dig into the very complicated answer to this question, I thought it'd make sense to start at the root cause of the question to begin with. For me, there are three types of candidates who need to seriously analyze how many jobs or experiences they should include in their resume. These include the very experienced candidate, the novice candidate, and the candidate who has shifted to gears in the middle of his or her career. So let's discuss each. First, age discrimination in the workplace is real. The question that started all of this came from a seasoned job seeker that we were representing. His resume was terrific, with the breadth and depth of his experiences exceedingly rich. And I liked him. He loved his job as a CRA and he was great at it. He was also someone I would describe as just a really nice guy. From my view, the reality is that any of our clients would have been lucky to have him, but he was struggling to win an interview. I would like to think that none of our clients consciously practice ageism, but the evidence in this case is that many of them unconsciously practice it. With that being said, his question of how many jobs should you list on a resume is a valid one for those who have many years of experience and may be concerned with experiencing ageism in the workplace. With one caveat. You do not want to remove any experiences that will detract from showing your foundational knowledge and experience as it relates to the career story you're trying to tell. When I provide guidance in terms of writing effective resumes, I often speak of telling a story. Simply put, when I review a resume, my goal is to be able to read the candidate's career story, and I actually read the candidate's resume like I'd read a novel. If I could give anyone advice when it comes to their resume, I would state that folks should worry less about format and more about what story they want to tell, which means this. Every hiring manager wants to speak with candidates who are clearly in control of their career path. So your mission when creating a resume is to tell the story that you have strategically made tactical decisions in order to achieve your career objectives. But for those of you who have been in the industry for a while, perhaps you should consider minimizing or abbreviating those experiences from early on in your career, as long as they don't break or conflict with your story. For example, the lovely gentleman I was just speaking about had over 30 years of clinical research experience in the CRA role. Early in his clinical research career, he was a coordinator, and we love to see that. And prior to that, he had spent several years as a nurse. I certainly don't want to go on record to state that the foundational experiences gained as a nurse and coordinator aren't important. They definitely are. However, in this case, I advised him to list these foundational experiences in his career summary rather than in the experience section. I also advised him to remove the graduation dates from when he obtained his degree. CRA recruiters and hiring managers look at dates, and while you certainly want to be open and honest about the dates you do show, it may be necessary to eliminate some dates and experiences. So next, your work history shows several short-term or short-tenured positions. I recently saw an article on Indeed which spoke to how common it is in today's job market for employees to have short tenures. And we agree. I know everyone is sick of hearing about the impacts of the pandemic, and I am definitely tired of talking about it. But the reality is that many individuals suffered significant career challenges during the heart of this era. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, 9.6 million people were unable to work because their employer closed or lost business due to the pandemic. Our industry was seriously impacted due to travel restrictions, and it's our opinion that this situation forced many job seekers to not only seek new positions, but actually consider changing their occupation and career trajectory altogether. And in the meantime, gaps, significant ones in some instances, and to make ends meet or to keep their skills fresh, they took short-term positions. So the difference between short-term and short-tenured positions, we should talk about that. There is a difference. By definition, job tenure is the length of time someone works for a company within their career path. While we see shorter tenures in the clinical research industry, Indeed defines long-tenured employees as someone who has worked for a company for more than 5 years, while short-tenured employees are less. Note that a single short-tenured position isn't a deal breaker to us. We understand that life happens. Perhaps the fit may have been off for you, you had to leave a position due to other personal reasons, and maybe the short employment may have had nothing to do with you as an employee. Companies do go through reorganizations and are acquired or go out of business, or maybe the company simply lost funding for their studies and your position was impacted. We also understand that contracts can be short by nature. So note that when we are viewing a resume for short tenures, we're typically looking at perm positions. Remember the story I spoke of before? What we're looking for is a trend. And when we see a trend of short tenured positions, unfortunately, that's a story we don't want to see. In all actuality, our advice for these candidates is to find a position and stick with it in order to mitigate the past damage those short tenured positions have done to that candidate's brand. On the flip side, short-term positions are different, and we conduct a deep dive into the rules of including temporary or short-term positions on your resume in another podcast. However, know that short-term positions are defined as being outside of your current career path. When you consider the story you're telling, it may make sense to include some or all of these short-term positions on your resume. In a recent podcast on writing effective resumes, we discuss how leveraging some of these outside of the industry positions on your resume may actually support your career story, especially when it comes to exhibiting your soft skills, and definitely if you're a novice professional. So let's talk about novice professionals. To all of you novices out there, how many jobs should you list on a resume? Well, maybe a better question is how many can you list? Most hiring managers are looking for a 2 to 3 job window. Why? Because they want to hear your story. Even novice professionals should be concerned with the story they're telling. This 2 to 3 job window should always include your most recent position, and in a perfect world, will show your career progression. However, we do understand listing 3 positions may be more challenging for those who've been in the workforce for long or have held only 1 or 2 jobs in their career. If this is your situation, focus on other outside of the industry positions that may reinforce the story you're trying to tell. Straying from the norm in order to represent relevant experience is okay. For example, internships or short-term positions can tell others about your time management capabilities, as well as how you deal with difficult situations. These short-term positions can also exhibit the customer service skills you've learned, as well as the ability to effectively juggle multiple responsibilities or handle a fast-paced environment. Volunteer work is something that most people don't consider adding to their resume, but in reality, listing your volunteer efforts not only says a lot about you personally, but also helps to add depth to your resume. Additionally, if you're a recent college grad struggling to add content to your resume, consider listing professional organizations you are or were affiliated with, such as business fraternities and participation in student government. One thing to note, though, honesty is the best policy, and creating fictitious jobs to add bulk to your resume will land you right back in the unemployment line and get you permanently barred from some organizations like ours. So, do you need help? Professionals at all levels have asked, how many jobs should you list on a resume? And knowing how to highlight the hard and soft skills learned during short-term positions, temporary assignments, volunteer work, and participation in professional organizations can be a challenge. Consider hiring a reputable resume writing organization or career coach. And if you are an experienced CRA, reach out to us for help. We'll be more than happy to provide guidance on updating your resume. So thank you for listening. If you want to explore more of our content, you can visit creresources.com/blog to check out our latest articles and additional podcasts. You can also sign up to get this content delivered straight to your inbox. At CRA Resources, we understand you have many options when it comes to selecting which clinical recruiting company to partner with. Not only do we take pride in working with the highest quality CRAs and site managers, we also only work with quality pharmas, biotechs, medical device companies, and CROs who recognize the importance and value of a CRA's role. So feel free to reach out at creresources.com for more information about our firm. We can't wait to work with you.